You will hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B, or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear part of an interview with an actress called Miriam Landers talking about the director of a play she is in.
Miriam, your new play, which opens next week, is a black comedy, not something you're known for. Are you at all anxious, or is opening night an occasion which no longer bothers you?
That very much depends on the production, but in this case, I've been privileged again to have Malcolm Rush as director. He doesn't care whether you're exhausted, mentally, physically, emotionally. It's immaterial. He wants to get the best out of you. Essentially, you don't just learn the part, you live it, which for me, at least, takes away any fear of the audience not believing in me, or rather, my character.
So, how would you describe your relationship with Malcolm Rush? I've heard he makes it hard for actors to ever voice their own opinion.
Well, I do. Malcolm's entirely willing to take your point of view on board once you gain his respect. When we're working on a play, it's a two-way process in which Malcolm or I will propose something, we'll see how it works out, and then any comments are always constructive. There are young actors, some of whom I've worked with, in fact, that have painted Malcolm as a dictator, but that's their inexperience speaking.
Extract 2. You hear two university students discussing the presentations they are working on.
We started preparing for our group presentation last week. I was put in a group with Andre, and you know, he's usually so difficult. And I thought we'd never get anything done with him there, being all cynical and that. But we were all bouncing ideas off each other. And yeah, we ended up with a much clearer idea of the structure and what we want to include.
I thought my group would be a disaster too. I mean, I'd assumed it'd just be messing around for a few hours and everyone speaking over each other, but we got a surprising amount done, especially since there were people I'd never had much to do with before.
So, what are you doing for your section of the presentation?
Well, I volunteered to research this company's employment policies, even though employment law isn't an area I'm familiar with. I've been searching online for information, you know, to see what I can dig up about the company, and I've done a rough draft. But my tutor's saying I need to take a more critical approach. I find that kind of thing hard, though. I'd rather just state the facts.
Extract 3. You hear part of an interview with a professional rally driver.
So, David, with the next race less than 12 hours away, do you think you'll be able to hold your position in front?
Well, I see the media's making a big deal out of the fact that Shane Williams has come out of retirement. You know, we were on the same team once, and now he's the competition. Seriously, that's the least of my concerns. And the conditions look favourable. Most of the track should have dried out. But unless we get to the bottom of why the engine stalled a couple of times in the last event, we may have to pull out.
Your co-driver, Scott, he's been with you from the start.
Yes. People often underrate the co-driver's role. The glory always goes to the driver. But it's Scott who has the map and the notes. Without him, I'd be truly driving blind. You have to have complete faith that what he says is right. I have to know exactly how fast I can take a corner and be sure we don't end up rolling into a ditch. The thing with Scott is that he's learnt to put up with my temper over the years. Not everyone could do that.